While most American students are on their summer vacations these days, many teachers are busy attending training programs and getting ready for the coming school year. One group of elementary school math teachers gathered recently in Baker, Louisiana, to learn more about Singapore Math, a curriculum they've recently begun to teach. Singapore Math is a curriculum modeled on the way math is taught in, well, Singapore.
Curriculum that helped Singapore math students skyrocket to number one by the 90s, and it's where they stayed ever since.
Scott Baldridge is an expert on this approach and has designed a training program for elementary school math teachers who want to use it. He says Singapore used to import all of its mathematics textbooks from other nations, but in 1980 they started to develop their own math curriculum. Baldridge explains that they prioritize the concepts they wanted their students to learn.
They don't try to tackle 50 topics in a year. They just try to tackle 14 topics and do those 14 topics really well.
Each of those topics, from adding and subtracting to fractions and decimals, is approached in three different stages.
The first stage, which is kind of concrete, they try to do something where there's some measurement involved. They may have the kids go around and measure doorways, windows, things like that. Or they're going to use something like money, actual cash. The second stage is pictorial, so we convert the actual cash into pictures of coins. In the final stage, they use the pictorial representations to explain the mathematics. Like when we add 313 plus 516, we have a step-by-step procedure we follow.
When it was time to introduce some money, I said, what if I have, 50 cents? How much is 50 cents? And they would say things to me like 5 tens. Well, what is 5 tens? They would say 50. How many groups do you think are in 50?
Gertie Walls started teaching Singapore math to her students a couple of years ago. She's been an elementary school math teacher for almost 30 years, and she says introducing this new curriculum has been an exciting experience.
In the past, I was so accustomed to teaching math just so traditionally. And now, with the way it's introduced, I can see it and I can get the children to see it better.
What Walls likes about this curriculum is it relies more on pictures than on words. She says it gives young students a chance to discover rather than be taught math concepts. And in the process, they learn to think mathematically.
For example, if we were working on combinations of six, well, there may be six balloons. But with those six balloons, one is green, five are yellow. Or they may have three of them to be large, three of them to be smaller. Or they may have one with a star on it. But you gave the children an opportunity to verbalize, whatever they saw. And this brought in their writing skills. And then after we would talk about all of them, we would write the numbers down, so there's three, and two more before we even tell them the plus sign, how it means to join things together.
Walls was one of 32 educators attending the Singapore Math Training Program in Baker, Louisiana. The program's coordinator, Janet Roberts, says teachers are evaluated before and after taking the summer professional development classes. She says trainers continue working with the teachers after they return to their classrooms.
Sometimes providing demonstration lessons, assisting the students. We also have graduate students who participate in the training with the teachers, and the graduate students come into the classrooms and work along with the teachers and students as well. All of these graduate students are working on their PhDs in mathematics.
Singapore math expert Scott Baldridge says this curriculum, which was introduced to the U.S. through the homeschool market, is beginning to catch on in schools across the country. By intensively training more teachers, he says, he hopes more students will get a chance to experience this new approach to learning math. For Faiza El Masri, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.